best by far is professional and business services. I'm looking for a gain there of around 7,600 jobs, around 4.7%. And it's an extremely important sector for us. It brings dollars and demand for services in from outside the region, which is what one of the ways that we become better off. Healthcare is also looking very good. Those are the two best, but most sectors are going to be doing at least reasonably well this year.
Columbus fared fairly well, even during the Great Recession. How is Columbus doing compared to the rest of the state of Ohio?
Oh, much better. The state as a whole has 100,000 jobs to make up from the recession losses. While we made up all the jobs that we lost back in March of 2012, and we've certainly had much, much better job growth over the last 5 years.
Government employment, state government versus local government, was sort of a mixed bag in 2014. What are you anticipating in that sector coming up?
A mixed bag yet again. Local government went through really serious loss of employment over the last few years. That seems to have stabilized, and I'm calling for a small 0.4% gain in local government. State government, I'm expecting to continue to do very well with a gain of 2.6%. Really interesting thing about state government is that if you look at the concentration of state jobs, the share of state jobs that's here in Central Ohio, that share is now at its highest level since 1964. We've been growing relative to the state since about 1990.
Now, you said that you feel that Central Ohio regained the number of jobs that it had lost pre-recession as far back as March of 2012. Are we looking at different employment in Central Ohio than we had prior to the Great Recession?
Very much so. A lot of the gain that we've seen relative to where we were before the recession, management jobs have really, really grown. Healthcare-related jobs have grown a lot. Educational jobs have grown a lot. But on the other hand, there are a lot of areas that have shrunk, the biggest being construction. Production jobs have declined. Distribution, transportation jobs have declined. Maintenance and repair jobs have declined. And when you look at the jobs that require a degree versus those that don't require a degree, we have 30-some thousand more jobs now that require a degree, 15,000 fewer that do not. When you couple that with the fact that the wages of lower-skilled jobs have declined relative to where they were before the recession, that certainly is an explanation for why our poverty rate remains so high despite all this job growth.
Many cities have lost higher-skilled jobs, and if they've been able to retain jobs, it's been service sector jobs, lower skills, lower pays. But it sounds like Columbus is in a much better position.
Yes, and that's good news for the economy, but it's very troubling that more challenging now than it was for people without a degree to find meaningful employment.